Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you use them to your advantage. They're there for you. We built them just for you. And I think you'll find a lot of good stuff there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. Somebody who's all over both of our websites is our good friend Beverly Williams, the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, a national award the SBA bestowed upon her, richly deserved and about 10 years late, I might add. She's also the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, which is a book, if you're home-based or want to be, you got to have that book. And she's our good friend, and by the way, an original member of the Brain Trust. Beverly Williams, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Almost my pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. Beverly, do you know, technically, the economy is not in a recession. But that's cold comfort when people are spending money at the grocery store and their groceries are higher. And this costing them, you know, a dollar more a gallon for gas than they were paying a year ago, and things like that. A lot of people, even though we're not in a recession, and I'm the I'm the guy who's been going around saying, you know, we're not in a recession. Let's talk about it. Let's don't say we're in one. You know, if we're not, that kind of thing. And I've been telling small business owners to refuse to participate in a recession, and I think that's appropriate, but. But what do you think the realities are for home-based business owners? How do you think the higher prices of things are impacting them?
Everybody seems to be tightening their belt. I talked about sometime last week where we were at a networking luncheon, and I was asking some people those kind of questions. You know, how was the price of gas and the whether acknowledged or not, the tightening of the belts, the financial belts, affecting people. People who are close to retirement, like myself, my husband already is, so we're living partially at least on a retirement income which is not keeping up with the way everything else is going up. And so everybody is tightening their belts some. They're saying they're not doing things that aren't absolutely necessary, both in their personal life and their business life. The advantage, of course, to home-based businesses is they don't have the cost of commuting. They don't have to pay the gas, although a lot of people said that they go to their clients rather than their clients come to them if that's necessary. More and more of them are turning to the web to do things. If they have to have a client look at something, they're not taking it to them and sitting down and going over it. They're using the Internet, whether it's to post it, you know, on a site somewhere, or to send it by email.
Is that a good thing? Is that an efficient? Is this condition we're in right now causing people to be more efficient?
Yes.
And so that's a good thing.
I think it causes them
to not go face to face when they should. That's not
right.
A good thing.
However, the other side of it, when I asked people what their plans were for the summer, was that they have changed their plans. They're either not going away at all, or they are making trips closer to home.
Right.
My husband and I are a perfect example of this. We had planned a trip from Maryland to Nova Scotia in our RV this year, and we've been planning this for a year. Knowing
right.
that it would cost us more to go in the RV than in our car, but we'd be taking our hotel room with us, so forth. And we have changed those plans. We are no longer going that far away. We are instead going for 4 or 5 day weekends once a month, and we are exploring our local area more within a couple of hours of where we live. And so, you know, it's the good news, bad news. We are having to change our plans, and I hear this from other people as well.
I think something that we ought to stop and play the glad game just a little bit here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because what I heard you say is you can't make a long trip. You're going to have to make a bunch of little trips. Poor Beverly, bless your little heart. You know, and my point. You know what my point is.
Yes,
my point is that what a you know, we've got here in the United States, we have such an embarrassment of riches on so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, I think we ought to all, instead of, you know what's happening? We're all getting bummed out at the gas pump, at the grocery
right.
store. We're getting bummed out about that, and nobody likes that. And it is a tax. All these extra expenses are nothing short of a tax on us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a little bitty car that you used to be able to fill up for $40, and now it costs you $60 to fill up. You know, that $20, even if that $20 is not, you know, you're spending money this week, like it is for some people,
mm-hmm.
That's still a shock to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it offends the senses, you know. But still, I think we all ought to back up a little bit and say, okay, you know, this is not going to take me down. This is not going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Am I being a little bit of a Scrooge here? What do you think?
Well, aren't you usually?
I usually am.
It's Christmas in almost July here, right?
That's right.
Now, I agree with you, Jim. I think the sad part is when it affects businesses, does it make them more efficient? Yes. Does it make, for instance, I've gotten an increase in calls of people wanting to start a small business.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not getting the work. It used to be they didn't want to work for somebody else because they wanted to make the money themselves. Now it's they can't get the work, so they want to.
They're not getting as much overtime as they were, maybe, or
right.
or they've
exactly.
been cut back in other ways. And you know, my franchise experts are telling me that their franchise interest always picks up at times like these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
isn't that
I'm
interesting?
Sure it does. I think that, you know, when any time we get into this, and you and I talked about this probably 8-9 years ago. The resurgence of home-based business or interest in home-based and small businesses, anytime the major companies start laying people off, they think, you know, I don't want to depend on somebody else for my livelihood anymore. I'm going to make my own. But there's a lot of reality catching up for that one as well. So, you know, it's important to find that balance. And I think that's what you're saying. And what I say is you can't, yes, I'm very disappointed after all these years of looking forward to doing things that I wanted to do in my retirement, I can no longer do them in that same way. But I
right.
can still do them.
Right.
Same
well,
way.
And the other thing that we all have to remember, folks, you know, well, and I'll tell you what, I'll talk about what we all have to remember. Another thing, on the other side of these messages, got to take a quick break. Here's Robert Cray to take us out. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, small business advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest.
All of this day. I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
A little bit of Chicago bringing us back. Actually, that's a lot of Chicago, isn't it? It's a great song, great Chicago music. I'm Jim Blassingame. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Williams. Beverly, your website is yourname.com, isn't it?
That's what it is.
BeverlyWilliams.com. Any way you want to spell Beverly, too.
That's
right?
That's right, yeah.
So check that out. You can find a lot about her and the book, too, right? You can find out, find your book there and all the other things that Beverly does. So check that out. We're talking about the impact of the economy and some of the conditions of the economy, what that's having on home-based business owners. You know, Beverly, I suspect that more and more home-based business owners are web-based,
yes.
largely web-based. I mean, you've done well by being a consultant to home-based business owners and,
mm-hmm.
and working with them and speaking and that sort of thing. But I think you're the exception rather than the rule. And of course, a lot of people who are home-based, you know, a lot of them are like you. I mean, there are a lot of consultants out there. I was once upon
mm-hmm.
a time, and there are a lot of folks like that. But there's also a lot of folks who do things, who sell things.
Right.
And they're eBayers, or they're, you know, they've got their own website, or they're selling their stuff at you know, various gatherings and that sort of thing. So the impact of the internet, I'm going to say, of technology, has really insulated home-based business owners, not completely, because they got their, still have their personal life, but has insulated them. And I'm going to say that their business expenses haven't been significantly impacted by the slow economy. Other than I didn't say revenue, but I did say their business expenses.
Yeah, you're right. Their expenses have not been impacted, but their revenues have.
I wonder how many people, Beverly, who have become home-based. How many people had a small office downtown, you know, or whatever, and over the last 12 months or so, they've gone back home. They've become home-based again, maybe.
I haven't heard quite as much yet of that as I have in the past when we've had, you know, difficulties or a tightening of the belt. But I anticipate that it's going to happen probably more towards the fall, for the simple reason traffic tends to be a little lighter. People aren't quite as hassled in the summertime with their commute, but they're going to be looking at their expenses, and I think by the end of summer they're going to realize they could save so much more money if their office was at home instead. And so, yes, at a networking lunch, a friend of mine and I started a networking lunch once a month, getting together of all the small businesses in the area, whoever wants to come. We meet at a restaurant, buy our own lunch, and we talk about an issue. And in May, the issue was, what is the most efficient marketing method you've used for your business? And probably 75% of the people there, and there were 50-some people, said the Internet, that they had increased their use of the Internet for their business in one way or another over the last year or so. And I think maybe subconsciously they were all looking at the price of things and how can we tighten our belts and be more efficient in using our dollars to promote our business, to utilize the technology that has helped spur so many of us into home base in particular. How can we use that to our advantage? And so I think the Internet, indeed, the technology, has allowed us to do that. And so that is the good news. I agree with you. I think we're a nation of spoiled people. I'm one of them. I like my luxuries. I feel like I've worked hard to get where I am, and I want to be able to enjoy these things. And, yes, it makes me mad that somebody or something is causing me to look at things differently. And I'm trying to put a positive spin on it by saying things like, well, gee, within 3 hours of me, I haven't seen this, this, and this yet.
Right.
I'm going to explore that. But it also means I've done that for the last 40 years, and I would like to be able to go beyond, you know, my immediate horizons and explore some of the other things in my world, and I can't do that. So, you know, it's
so maybe it's not so much that you must do that. It's just that if you know that you can't do it, it kind of ticks you off a little bit. Is that right?
Yeah, it does. It does. I really feel like I've worked hard to get to a point where I could afford to sit back and.
Right.
Do a little more of that, and now I'm having to relook at it.
Well, you know what, and it's really upsetting to a lot of people. I mean, it's upsetting to business owners who just gave their employees a nice raise.
Yeah.
Trying to do the right thing and come to find out that the inflation, the cost of gas and stuff like that has eaten away a lot of that raise, and the employee didn't get all that much benefit out of it.
Right. And the
never mind the employee's attitude about it. You know, so no, these are annoying things, but the good news I think is, and I've been going out on a limb here lately, is that this is not going to last forever.
Well, you know,
I'm convinced we're in a commodity bubble, and it's going to burst. I don't know how low it will go. I don't know how low it will stay. I don't think we're looking at $135 a barrel of oil forever.
The other good news, and I heard an analyst say that yesterday, I believe it was, the other good news is that we're not the only country doing this. I heard in Spain that truck drivers were protesting the price of gas as well. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of that going on. Hey, Beverly, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Well, thank you for having me.
Good job. Well, you're always welcome here, Beverly. You know that.
I appreciate it.
And we'll see you next time.
Quick break.
Right back with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.